Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast So Suriname. I want to start a new series. The series is going to be about the different ethnic groups in the country. I will be providing some additional background information beyond like the region where from which they came. So I hope you are interested, and I hope you can enjoy this series. So I'll be talking about the African descendants, the Japanese descendants, the Indian descendants, the indigenous people, the Chinese, and yes, some Jews and some Caucasians that are still in the country. But this first one will be about the descendants of slaves. In English, this group is referred to as Afro-Surinamese people. Their ancestry comes from Sub-Saharan Africa. And as I said earlier, they are descendants of slaves brought to work on sugar plantations in Suriname. Many of them, the slaves back then, escaped the plantations and formed independent settlements in the hinterlands of Suriname. These groups still exist in modern day and are referred to as Maroons. A lot of their cultural exploit or can still be traced back to Africa. The most of the important enslaved people came from West Central Africa, about 61,000. Some came from the Gold Coast, about 46,000, and some came from Windward Coast, that's 45,000. A smaller group of 32,000 came from Benin, and about 11,000 also came from Biafra, and some came from Sierra Leone, that's known as Sierra Leone right now. So the Dutch were involved in the slave trade during the early colonial years. They sought space for their plantation, and Suriname was the space they received when the British gave land to them in exchange for New York. This I discussed in my previous podcast, because the British handed over Suriname to the Dutch in order for them to gain New York. So after becoming a property of the Dutch, Suriname became a slave colony. The slaves will rapidly shipped from Africa to Suriname to work on the plantations producing coffee, cacao, and sugar. The escaped and enslaved people in Suriname are known as Maroons. They fled to the interior and joined with indigenous people to create several independent tribes. they are now known as the Saramaka, the Paramaka, Njuka, Kwinti, Aluku, and Matawi. And in the 1740, this group, the Maroons, formed clans and they felt strong enough to challenge the Dutch colonials, forcing them to sign peace treaties. Because of their long isolation and interior rainforest, they maintained more African culture than did ethnic Africans in the cities. Fun fact, from 1972 to 1978, two African professors, namely Alan Counter and David Evans, made 7 voyages upriver into the Maroon areas. They were both African Americans. They wanted to contact these communities and learn more about the people, to see what African cultures they follow. Another fun fact is that by 1980s, the Maroons in Suriname had begun to fight for their land rights to protect territory which they had long occupied. In 2017, they won an important case at the Inter-American Court of Human Rights. This court ruled that they had rights to their traditional land. So I hope I've given you some knowledge about the Maroons and the Blacks, of course, because at this time there are the African descendants of slaves in Suriname can be divided among many different lines or groups, but two big groups are the ones, the Maroons and the people living in the coastal districts. As I listed before, among the Maroons, there are several tribes also, the Saramaka, the Paramaka, the Njuka, the Kwinti, the Aluku, and the these are some of the facts. So those groups living in the hinterlands still have retained some of the African culture that was brought over by their ancestors during the slave period. The people living in the cities, the coastal areas, the African descendants of slaves, they still have some African culture, but it's not as pronounced, as intense as the ones of the Maroons. So I hope you enjoyed this little bit of information about the descendants of African slaves in Suriname. Be back for another episode where I'll be talking about the descendants of Indian migrant workers who were deceived to coming to Suriname with the promise of having a better life. Thank you for listening, and please subscribe to the podcast. If you're able to, make a monthly donation in order to for me to make better quality podcasts and give you more higher quality information. Thank you very much for listening, and I wish you well, and please engage me on this podcast. Let me hear what you have to what you think, and yeah, perhaps you can visit someday. Thank you again. So Suriname, visit the green pearl of South America. Thank you.